Joe, can you present your cases?
These are patients that I've seen in my actual practice in the last year who I think illustrate how having information from genomic markers can help influence our treatment decisions. These are three patients, ages 60, 60, and 45. They all have tumors between about 1.6 and 2 centimeters. In all cases, the tumor is ER positive, PR positive, and HER2 negative. And in all cases, the histologic grade is 6 over 9. And these are the typical scenarios in which we often try. We're in the situation of therapeutic equipoise, and we look for other tools to help us make a more informed decision. One of those tools would be Adjuvant Online, for example. And in all three cases, the Adjuvant Online predicts about a 24 to 25% risk of recurrence for these patients with no additional therapy, which could be reduced to about 12% or so by giving hormone therapy and can be reduced by another 3% or so by adding a second-generation chemotherapy regimen. All three patients had a Oncotype DX recurrence score. In the first case, the patient enrolled on TailorX had a recurrence score of 10 and was assigned to endocrine therapy. The estimated 10-year risk of distant recurrence treated with tamoxifen would be 7% for such an individual. In the second case, a patient had a recurrence score of 18. This patient also participated in TailorX and was randomized to chemotherapy. And for this patient, the estimated 10-year risk of distant recurrence with tamoxifen would be 11% with a 95% confidence interval of 9 to 13%. And the third patient declined participation in TailorX but did have the Oncotype performed, had a recurrence score of 22, and elected to receive chemotherapy. And this patient would have an estimated 10-year risk of recurrence treated with tamoxifen alone of 14%, with the confidence intervals being 11 to 17%. So here we essentially have three patients who presented with nearly identical clinical presentations, T1C tumors, ERPR positive, HER2 negative, intermediate histologic grade. And by having the information regarding the genomic signature, we're able to provide more accurate information regarding what their prognosis would have been with endocrine therapy, and we're able to make more informed decisions about what treatment to initiate. And actually, in two cases, patients enrolled in a trial where the treatment was either assigned or randomized.